Thank you for calling out of the box tea.
Hello?
Hi, Andrea.
Hello?
It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. We're having trouble with the $29 payment for the website hosting for out-of-the-box
keys
and more. Yeah, and I thought maybe something's going on with the card we have on file.
I think I had to get a new card because there was fraudulent charges. And I didn't.
No wonder. Okay.
That happens to me all the time. I was with Bank of America, and I had so many fraudulent charges. They closed my account without telling me, and my credit score went tank then. They didn't tell me. I was at a store buying something, and my card wasn't on. I had to call, and they said, oh, we closed your account. Because of somebody else's fraudulent charges.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you know, you would think, because they have our phone numbers and our email addresses, you would think they would at least text us or something saying, you know, there's some suspicious activity on your card. We're going to block it for now. But, you know, for them to do that without notifying you, that's pretty scary, you know.
They have all the powers, you know.
You say it's Bank of America because I went there the other day to withdraw money from the ATM. I was going to go get my nails done, and it's like a cash-only place. Mm-hmm. And it said, oh, your card can't be read, and it spit it back out. So I parked, and I went in the bank, and she says, oh, our systems are down right now, so you can't take out any money. And I said, oh, okay. And then she said, well, don't try to go to any of the surrounding banks either because it's down everywhere. And then I thought, like you did, like, that's scary. Like, it's my money, and I understand that their system's down, but they shouldn't have a right to tell me that I can't take it, you know?
So, right. I got a notice from my health care, and I get it through the government. And they were hacked, and they got all my information. So you need to take care of your money, put it someplace really safe, because something's happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Everywhere I look. Places are getting invaded, you know, our personal information's out there.
I know, and there's so many scams going on, too, and identity theft, and, you know, it's really scary.
Yeah.
So, it well, at least we can get this. I agree, 100%. So, do you have the new card on you now, Andrea? I can update it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, and they don't send you. Chase won't send you a card for 7 days. I was without a card, couldn't get any money for 7 days. Anyway, the number is 4347.
Okay.
6959.
Got it.
3989.
Okay.
8871.
Okay. Expiration?
1129.
And the code?
773.
Okay, and is it still the West Rafter Circle for the billing address on this card?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. Okay, great, Andrea. That one worked. I got the green light. So thank you for updating it, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Caught me at a good time moment. I don't usually answer my phone anymore because I get robocalls every 15 minutes. I'd be able to do anything all day long if I answered all the cell phone calls.
Wow.
I can't get phone calls from my doctor or anything. People have to text me.
Isn't that sad? Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from. You never know if they're a scam or not or a spam call, you know? So, yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking care of that. I'm glad that I caught you, and have a great rest of your week, too, okay? All right. All right. You're welcome, Andrea.
You too.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.